from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that? Bam!
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at
you. They don't want it!
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better help out me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody!
Morning.
You look a little lightheaded, dude.
No, it's JFig's fault.
Yeah, it is.
Right? Because I'm like, don't get blood work during the middle of the day. Because you got to fast, right? And you best believe at 10 o'clock, I had me a nice little meal, right, before I went to bed, because you got to fast for 12 hours.
Yep.
And she goes, are you chewing ice? No, gum. I said, it's not helping. And then she replies, they say that actually makes you hungrier.
True.
I'm like,
yeah, it gets the stomach acid going.
Bro science.
It's not bro science.
Like,
I think it's science.
Is it normal science?
Okay, then what does ice do?
Ice is it keeps you hydrated when you're not supposed to drink a lot of water. That's why you know, the pregnant love chewing ice.
Wow.
I also love
chewing ice.
No.
People constantly
because I think it's
you know who loves chewing ice?
A dog.
A dog loves chewing ice.
Yeah,
but guess what?
Especially when it falls.
Zeus could had to quit chewing ice.
Why?
He broke a tooth.
Oh, really? I didn't think anything could break that dog.
Oh, he was yelping.
What'd you give him? Like one of those giant whiskey cubes?
Oh, yeah. Those are good. Fancy ice.
The regular ice cubes out of the...
Interesting.
And they said, you got to give him softer ice. I'm like, what?
Softer ice? I guess like, is that like a bagged ice?
Oh,
like yeah. You know, the bagged ice is...
Yeah,
like it has
that's a soft ass ice.
Chick-fil-A right. Ice? Best ice.
Oh, yeah.
What that's that ice. Pregnancy ice.
Yeah,
right
that's,
there.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good ice.
That's good. That good ice. That's the only ice that makes me want to drink Coke. Because it kind of absorbs it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah. I was doing this, so let's get the headlines brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks. I wonder what flavor this truck is. I tried. I'm so hungry, dude. I tried to sleep late, you know, just to
none of it kinda, worked.
Yeah, none of it worked.
I'm sorry, man.
And then Mima asked me, want me to make you some breakfast?
Yep.
I'm like, thanks.
Damage is done.
Yeah.
So I was looking at that.
It's safe to believe that I'm going to come, when I come back, my ass going to be chewing on something.
I would believe that. I mean, half the time it is anyway, so.
Whoa!
What? Those are just the facts. It's not a shot.
No, hey, don't let him shame me, dude. Pull a Leroy here and say, am I lying, though?
Am I, though?
Am I lying, though?
He's not lying.
Wow.
He's right. So I was telling Marcos before the show today, looking at some Dolphin seasoned chili peppers. Ooh. You know, looking at some Dolphin seasoned chili peppers.
I told you what my two are.
What are you?
I got two to win the MVP.
Yep, that's a plus 2,500. Yeah, we did that.
And I'm going to go, Canes to make the playoffs. It's like 240. It's not a lot.
Well, we were doing this, Leroy.
Well, can we do here? Canes to win the ACC.
Yeah, we actually saw that. Like 400. It was actually better. You got actually a better number for them to win the ACC than you did to make the playoff.
Right.
But forget that. Could I interest you? All right.
Whoa.
What?
Just dismiss my chili peppers?
Well, you actually, what happened is you got greedy and did your own chili peppers. You didn't let me. You didn't even let me show you what we have coming out on the fajita plate.
All right. Okay.
So, could I interest you in? All right. This is our first debate before the show today. What about Devon Achan to lead the league in rushing?
Nope.
Well, hear me out. I got to give you the number. You can't just dismiss it. I got to give you the number first, okay?
Okay.
Devon Achan to lead the league in rushing, plus 2,300.
It's spicy. Nope.
Christian McCaffrey's the favorite, plus 650. Jonathan Taylor, plus 750. Bijan Robinson, plus 800. How about this, though?
And wait.
Mostert.
What do all those other guys have that Achan doesn't? Another damn running back.
Well, this is the thing that's interesting to me. Raheem Mostert, plus 5,500 to lead the league in rushing. And here's the thing, Leroy. Last year, last year in the NFL, you only had 11 guys go for over 1,000. 12 guys. Mostert was one of them, and he missed two games.
Okay.
Now, we have Christian McCaffrey. Hear me out. Just listen to me. You have Christian McCaffrey made of porcelain. Guy's going to get hurt eventually again. It happens, right? He led the league last year in rushing. Just rushing. Okay? Mm-hmm. Remember, rushing. Mm-hmm. Didn't even hit 1,500 yards, right?
Oh, okay. And why is that?
Well, he catches the ball a lot, too.
The ball as much.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the other deal. And here's the biggest reason why he's at, 5,500?
Mostert.
Who is the oldest person to lead the league in rushing?
I don't know.
You ever thought about that?
I don't know. Who is?
Okay. But that's why that's how the betting is made up.
Yeah, but it feels like a slept on number. Like,
not with Achan in the same backfield.
If you would have given him two more games last year.
You're not going to give a 30-plus-year-old the required carries to lead the league.
If he would have played the full season last year, he's probably second. He's easily second.
The answer is 30.
No,
Tiki Barber in 2005.
That's only because, hold on. You ready?
Yeah.
That's only because Achan got hurt. He wouldn't have had all them carries at the end of the game.
Mm.
Like, I love the way you take the facts of the situation here and make them fit your chili pepper.
Well, the chili pepper it's a giant chili pepper, okay? We're talking like a logo that's on top of a Chili's restaurant.
Wow.
Why, though?
I just feel like that's really disrespectful.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You're going to bet both Achan and Mostert to...
One of them to lead the league in rushing.
Okay, and you do realize they both could have 1,000 yards.
But maybe somebody takes over, you know? Like somebody's.
No, they're not.
I don't know.
Wow. It's a good call.
That position hasn't operated like that. Could they don't do that.
I don't know.
Never know.
Okay. Jonnu Smith ran a reverse.
So? Wrinkles. They do that all the time.
That's true. Remember, we talk about the wrinkles. Will that take away from the carries?
Dude, I'm not. Go ahead. Put all your money on it.
I'm not putting all my money. Well, I don't have to. That's the beauty of it. It's plus $5,500.
That's right. $10.
Well, a little something. That's why it's a chili pepper.
Yeah.
But it's not even a real, like, it's.
It's not
even,
unrealistic. It's not unrealistic for him to go from. For him to go from 10th to 1st? 10th to 1st?
You're betting two backs on the same team to lead the league in rushing.
I'm betting on some injuries.
That in itself sounds crazy.
All right, what about this? What about this? All right. Maybe you like this one better.
That's like betting two guys to win 100 in the Olympics.
Okay, hear me about, what about this? I like this one. This one more realistic, I think.
All right.
Raheem Mostert and Devon Achane. Devon Achane, plus 2,600 to lead the league in rushing touchdowns this season. Mostert is plus 2,800. Mind you, Mostert led the league in rushing touchdowns last season, missing two games.
Mm-hmm.
You like that one a little better?
It's spicy.
No. Why not?
Still no?
No. You don't think one of the Dolphins running back could lead the league in rushing touchdowns when one of them led the league in rushing touchdowns last year?
Mm? No.
Wow.
That's crazy.
He's got no faith in us.
No faith.
That's crazy.
That's, that has nothing to do
no
with
faith.
Faith.
No faith.
No faith in you, Raheem.
How are we going to score then? How are we going to score?
How are we going to score? How are we
gonna score? Can I just say this? This is how fans lose all their money.
That's not fair.
It's not fair.
Yes, it is.
Because
are you insinuating that I'm a hater if I won't make that bet?
I think it's dismissive.
You're saying you got no faith.
Well, you don't have faith in something that happened literally last year. So what do you think? The Mostert wheels are going to fall off?
Last year. Like, you do realize that there's maybe been one or two guys that have more than 20 touchdowns twice in a season.
Mm-hmm.
And you expecting Mostert to do it?
Well, even if Mostert, hear me out on this.
I think the record, I want to say the record is 27, 28.
For most rushing touchdowns?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't have to break the record. That's not the bet. The bet is not break the record. The record is lead the league.
But do you understand? I don't think there's ever been a running back to do it twice.
So what about Achane? What if Achane steps in there?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Achane steps in there.
As a running back, nobody, there may have been a couple of guys to do it twice. Mm.
Do you know that he had 18 in...
God forbid stats should get
I'm literally giving you the stats from... See, here's the thing. You know what? You want to know what's annoying about you?
Oh, man.
It's only your stats that are the real stats. Oh. I'm literally giving you the numbers from last year.
Give me stats from last year.
Last year.
I gave you.
Wow. Oh, science, dude.
Look at this.
What about science, huh?
What about it?
Okay. Someone. I'm getting 30-1 of him leading the league in touchdowns again.
I mean, come on.
Is it that? And he did it with missing two games?
Yeah.
And by the way, this old McCaffrey, everybody, we love Christian McCaffrey.
Hey, so question.
Yeah.
Is it possible to look that up?
Look what
up? Looking up.
Has anybody ever had more than 20 touchdowns twice in their career?
More than 20 touchdowns or led the league in rushing touchdowns?
More than 20 touchdowns twice in their career.
Boy, this is oddly specific.
So yeah.
But you know,
it's right up there with hockey rules for him.
Because I looked up the first one. You had asked, has there ever been a running back who had led the league in rushing touchdowns 2 years in a row? And only two names I see here are Jim Brown and Emmitt Smith.
Mm.
Led the league three times, Emmitt Smith, Jim Brown.
But that's not even in a row. That's just three times total.
Just total.
In his 16-year career.
I think he's actually helping us, though, Tobin, because at the end of the day,
right?
That's why it's 3,300.
We're going to act like the offense was the same when Jim Brown played. This is what we're going to do. We're going to do this with Mike McDaniel running the hell. We're going to act like we're going to take stats from Jim Brown's era?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
No, but what I am going to say is this. You're talking about football back when they actually ran the football more than they threw it. And now you're going to take...
But,
and so you're basically saying, we got Jim Brown, Emmitt Smith, and now we're going to throw Raheem Mostert into it.
Okay, here's the thing. This is why you're being a wise ass.
Oh,
he doesn't have to beat Jim Brown's record. He only has to be the leader amongst today's football, which, yes, rushes the ball less, which would actually equate to a weirder winner multiple times because a lot of people aren't doing the run enough. He had more rushing touchdowns than anybody last year with two less games.
With a guy who is – well, he didn't have less games than Jim Brown.
There's a 100% bet here that actually says Raheem Mostert does not have to compete against Jim Brown in any bet. It's not a thing. That's not the discussion.
Yeah.
I'm asking you if there's value in betting a guy 30-1 to do something he did last year. And you're saying, bah.
And he only had 18.
If Jim Brown didn't do it.
That maybe only two other guys in the history of football?
Emmitt Smith, I'm looking at the because now the next question was, how many times has a running back rushed for more than 20 touchdowns in a season? The only person who has done it more than one time is Emmitt Smith. He had 21 and 25. Raheem Mostert is 15 on the list with what he did last year at 18.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't have to get 22 years.
He doesn't have to get 20.
Less than 20.
He had 21 total.
Yeah. But 18 rushing.
But all he has to do is rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is being left off the table here when I'm trying to come to your table with the fajitas.
Oh.
Yeah. And you just think, nah, it's a little too much for me, even though I'm getting blood work today.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That there's a reason why it's 30-1, right?
Age. I think it's age.
Age.
No.
I think it's age. They're ageist.
Wow. All
right.
They dismiss the old.
That's true.
Okay, you can bet it.
I am going to bet
especially
it.
Especially in running backs. All
right, go ahead.
Right along with River Craycraft anytime touchdown.
He's not even healthy.
When is he coming back?
We're going Julian Hill until he comes back.
Julian.
Take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Leroy being dismissive to start today's show today.
I'm not being dismissive. I'm being real.
Dismissive. By the way, it was just done. Derrick Henry did this 2019-2020, led the league in touchdowns in rushing. So Todd Gurley.
The original one was scored 20 touchdowns 2 years in a row. But
yeah, but that really
– there's been a couple of guys who led the league.
But that was a goalpost move by you immediately because it really had nothing to do with the bet. The bet is just leading the league in touchdowns. In rushing touchdowns.
That was a good diversion, though.
It was a nice try. You know what you remind me of? Mm-hmm. You remind me of
you?
That. No. You remind me of the old man we saw in the poker room because you just wanted to yell Jim Brown at me. Like, I didn't ever put Raheem Mostert in the category of Jim Brown, and I'm not trying to. I'm simply just saying 30-1 on my money.
No,
that's good.
And here's what I tried to get, what point I try to make with you. There's a reason why it's 30-1. You splitting carries with another guy on your team who's just as damn good.
Yeah, but one guy's good. He scores touchdowns. You got to say, Mostert scores touchdowns.
Dude, what was the problem with the Dolphins last year?
Short yardage situations, but he not in the red zone. He was great at it. He was, right. Leroy. How can we dismiss that at 18 touchdowns?
I'm not dismissing what happened last year. But you're not taking
why would
all
that
the
change?
Information. All the information was all offseason they complained about no work from the tight end. You had another running back who people thought was better than him that was out. Okay? The circumstances that occurred was he was the only guy doing it. Now they're not going to go about it that way this year because they got Achan. They got Jonnu Smith. They're going to use tight ends. They made a big emphasis on that. So it's going to take away from some of the things they do on the goal line so they can be more creative.
That's what they say, but Mike McDaniel has his blankie, and he loves Raheem Mostert.
Okay.
Raheem Mostert, in a lot of ways, he's like comfort food for Mike McDaniel.
Uh-huh.
And again, missing this in the count, it's 30-1. A little chili pepper, baby.
And I would say there's a reason why it's 30-1. You know what? Put your name on there and make it 17,000-1. You think some jackass is looking around going, this Brendan Tobin, chili pepper.
See, this is why you're a jerk. Because, no,
spicy.
It's a chili pepper because he just did something last year, and they're saying never. They're basically betting. Here's what this is. The odds makers are telling you it's a fluke. And I'm saying, you know what? I think they're only doing that because they're ageist.
It's not a fluke. He did get those surgeries. Not a fluke. But what I'm saying is when you look at all the circumstances surrounding that, he's not going to get that many opportunities as he did last year with the players coming back or with the additions to the team.
All right,
what they're saying to you. But they're expecting, and here's what they're expecting. They're expecting everybody to go and look at the stats like you did and go, oh, he did it last year, 30-1.
What about Tua at +1100 to lead the league in passing again?
That's a good bet.
You like that one?
Yes.
All right.
You know why? Because it aligns with his MVP bet.
It does.
That's why he likes
it. But I'm not.
Okay.
He's anti-running back because it doesn't help his pockets.
No. Why would he be anti-running back?
You know, there can only be one.
You think this is... that's, yeah. Hmm. So, yeah, two plus 1100.
It's like Highlander?
Yeah. Can only be one.
Hmm. Tua is +1100.
That's more of a reasonable bet. That's more than a.
I wouldn't call that a chili bet.
CJ Stroud's the favorite. +650. Then Mahomes. Then Mahomes. Then Dak. Then Joe Burrow. Same odds.
Here's what happens. You know how you can go from worst to first in the NFL? A lot of people don't pay attention to this. Usually, when you're the worst in the NFL, you have the easiest schedule coming the next year. Right? Because the way they do the schedules. The Texans have the most difficult schedule in football this year, if not top five.
Is that true?
Yes.
I mean, they play in the South. It can't be that hard.
No, okay. Go look at all their other – I think they play our – is it – go look at their schedule.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm looking at it. I'm getting to it. What do you think? What am I, a magician? I'm getting it.
No. He's barking out a lot of orders.
He really is. You know, like you bring up one chili pepper to get everybody excited, and then all of a sudden.
Because I do a show with a rambler who doesn't have any stats to support what he's saying.
I literally have stats from last year, and you're like, nah.
Sure.
He's not Jim Brown.
Like Todd Gurley just did it, and... And he did it with less touchdowns with the Rams.
Okay.
What is Todd Gurley? Is he only like 23 right now? How old is he?
He's 23 and he's out of the league.
Is he younger than Raheem Mostert?
I believe.
He's younger than Raheem Mostert, isn't he?
He just turned 30.
Wow.
Yeah.
I once saw him at a PFL event.
And he got like $60 million, a $60 million contract.
He sure did.
And couldn't walk.
He sure did. But he did lead the league in 17-18 with 13 touchdowns, 17 touchdowns.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Derrick Henry then did it in 1920, 16-17.
In 1920.
2019.
Yeah, 2019.
I was confused. No, I was confused. I was like,
Do you guys still think it's the 1900s?
I don't know. Old Oyster Burns was out there tackling him.
Well, Derrick Henry.
LaDainian Thomason did it in 06, 28, woo, and 15.
That's the record.
He did it three out of 4 years.
Drop off.
But didn't this originally start of getting 20 touchdowns 2 years in a row?
But he you brought that up because you wanted to make it more impossible.
No, and then you were just like,
Raheem Mostert's no Jim Brown, which nobody argued.
No, I didn't say Raheem Mostert was Jim Brown.
Nobody would say he's Jim Brown.
One of the reasons why I said that, because my point when we started was he's going to be sharing carries with a guy who you also want to bet on.
Yeah, but he's...
You see what I'm saying? And Jim Brown.
We got...
Emmitt Smith.
We got the
Damian Thomason. Derrick Henry. They didn't share carries with nobody.
We got the old DQ with...
You're missing my point again.
No, we got the DQ questions with Devon Achane. He got durability questions, you know? So...
Monster doesn't!
Not really. Missed a couple games. A little banged up. John Riggins back-to-back years. Intangibles.
Huh?
What year was that?
John Riggins?
Yeah.
His back-to-back years 80s? Were 84 and 83.
Damn.
That's when Washington was really good.
Never heard of this John Riggins character.
Washington won the Super Bowl my first or second year in the league.
Man, the fall off, though.
Oof. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Must be studied. Hey, that's all right. When I got to the league, Cleveland had just been to two of the last three in the AFC championships. So I came in like this. Ooh, I'm going to be going to the playoffs. 3-13.
Mostert is the last guy older than 30 or older to lead the league in touchdown. In touchdowns, rushing touchdowns since Adrian Peterson in 2015. But it was done back to back years. It was D'Angelo Williams. Crazy, really? And then Adrian Peterson. D'Angelo Williams was 32. He was the last.
Adrian Peterson in 2015. Was that when did he have the 2000? Right after the knee surgery.
Hold on, let me get it.
He's barking out a lot of orders.
He thinks we're ESPN
we're
stats
just
and info
Wikipedia.
Here.
Just throw it out there.
No,
2012 was his. 2012 okay. was his. I believe the 2014 season he was suspended.
Oh, okay.
So he came back to lead the league in touchdown runs.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, Mostert.
Apologize. Leroy doesn't believe in you.
That has nothing to do with it.
Training camp update brought to you
by... That's why you're going to be broke. You know why?
Why?
Because you think if it's your team and your guy that, you know, and if you don't believe it, then that means you're
I'm not going to go broke. I'm not going to go broke.
But that's what you're saying. You're telling me I'm a hater because I don't think Mostert's going to go back-to-back leading the league in touchdowns?
But you know this team's going to score a lot of touchdowns.
And he's splitting time with Devon Achane, who you tried to bet before this.
Well, I just throw a little something on. You got a hedge, you know, a little something on each, you know.
That's not hedging.
A little.
You're literally betting on two guys who are stealing carries from one another.
Nah, they call me Cold Stone, dude.
It's a dumb bet.
I just throw the sprinkles on a little bit. Right over here, mix it all together.
You know there's only one football, right?
Oh, come on, dude. What are you doing? There's only one football. Yes, I'm aware there's only one football.
Right. And if Achane was healthy, he would have probably played more than Mostert last year.
Come on, dude. Let me know where to mail your stuff to Hypotheticalville. I mean, all right.
You, that's what betting. betting is, you knucklehead?
I'm coming with facts.
Wait, is betting not hypotheticals?
Nah, educated hypotheticals.
That's not educated, though. That's not even close. So you're saying, let me get this straight. Because a bettor would say, if there's two running backs stealing carries from each other, you don't bet on any of them with any of these prop bets because they're going to steal carries from one another. You say, and I quote, bet them both. One of them bounds to hit.
Yeah.
And you think that's wise?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Take a break. Yeah. Back after this. Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hey, let's just give a shout out to Frog Boy. He got it done.
Yeah!
He fixed the podcast. Woo! It only took 900 emails, but your podcast feeds are now back and up and running.
Hey.
So if you guys want to get the podcast, you can now get it at your leisure and on demand. So thank you, Frog Boy.
You know, took hard work, dedication, but I was able to do it.
He was freaking out yesterday in the middle of the day, Leroy, because like at one point our podcast just got completely wiped off the face of the earth,
just gone.
And Marcus is, and I think it was probably just as you uploaded it.
Yeah.
He goes, "What happened to the podcast?"
Literally
freaking out,
just unavailable.
It was just, you know, at that point I was like Jax Teller? Was that the Sons of Anarchy?
Oh,
Jax,
yes.
at the end of Sons of Anarchy, I just let go of the wheel. I'm just like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's just whatever. Yeah. At that point. But
we had more in-house issues than we should, I think.
I agree. I think that's a fair assessment. But it is fixed now. So thank you to the parties that are getting it fixed.
And nobody ever seems to know why.
Oh, that was true. I don't understand why.
Well, this got escalated.
Nobody
so
understands
many times.
Why. Don't know.
Yeah.
Strange.
You're allowed a ticket.
Let's get a training camp update brought to us by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. The best part? You can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. If you're ready to make the move, log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. The Dolphins wrap up preseason play tomorrow night at 7:30.
Everybody play on the same day, right? Everybody plays on Friday.
I haven't looked.
I think the last preseason game, everybody plays on the same day because
they all got a cut by Tuesday?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can look. You might be right. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm just not positive because I feel like there might be a game tonight. Yeah, there's two games tonight.
Okay.
Right. Colts,
well,
Bengals.
Keep in mind, are those the teams playing early?
Well, the Chiefs, I assume, are playing early.
Yeah.
But not everybody, because there's four teams playing tonight, so.
Oh, wait, the Chiefs play? No, you got a Thursday and a Friday night game to start the season this year.
Do you?
I think so.
Let me see. You're right. We got Ravens, Chiefs.
It is four teams.
It is Ravens, Chiefs, and it is Packers, Eagles on the Friday, but those teams are not all playing. Just the Chiefs are playing today.
Okay. All right.
The Chiefs are playing the Bears.
Somebody's playing in Dublin?
That's college.
No, they're not playing. Are they? I think they're playing away. Or is that Florida State?
Florida State and Georgia Tech are playing in Dublin this week, yes.
Then where is that Friday game? Or is it just the advertisement of where
Brazil?
It's going to be?
It's in Brazil.
Brazil, okay, yeah.
It's in Brazil. So.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not. That's not.
You're saying things that are true, but none of them are attached. Like you're just.
No,
saying,
I knew one of the games. I knew either the Friday game wasn't here.
I understand, but like,
I didn't know where.
You're just throwing things out. You're nailing. No, you're not off the dartboard, but you're not near the bullseye.
There's no NFL on Saturday.
There is no NFL on Saturday.
Okay, so everybody plays today and tomorrow.
Oh no, I haven't even gotten to that part yet. I'm not sure. No, there are Saturday games.
That's why we have communication problems.
Yeah, your original point of everybody playing on Friday is not right.
So two games tonight.
There's two games tonight.
Ooh.
Which I haven't even said what the games are.
Who cares? Nobody's watching.
I think, Leroy, I just want to clear up all the facts because you've said a lot of untrue things.
That's true.
That I'm trying to clear up because
I don't know what's going on.
So tonight, Colts Bengals.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
8 o'clock on Amazon Prime.
Barn burner.
Then you got Bears Chiefs.
I'm interested in that Colts game, actually.
Bears are undefeated in the preseason, 3-0.
Yeah. Nice. So was Detroit when they went 0-16.
There's a little bit of drama going on between both of these games, actually.
Because you have the Mahomes-Caleb Williams thing?
Yeah, and then you got Hard Knocks, so you get to see this game. But then also, I mean, that Colts-Bengals practice has been interesting to watch.
Yeah, they said like a lot of the Bengals were like talking bleep about Richardson, right?
I was very sad about that.
Why?
It's one of my picks this year to be like a surprise good team.
Wait, the quarterback Richardson?
Yeah, they were saying apparently the Bengals players were chirping a lot at him during practice.
Oh, like very, very good.
They were saying he's just throwing his spots. He doesn't see any of his receivers.
Yeah.
Then one defensive tackle was yelling at him because they can't tackle him. And they're saying, throw the ball, bro.
Throw the damn ball.
Then one of the cornerbacks was saying, all he does is run. So
this is his second year.
I'm just telling you what these are the players.
I know. Like, no, I got you.
It's not like Bengals Balls 69 on Twitter saying that. Like it's the actual Bengals are saying this to him.
No, I know. Like
they're not nice.
All right. You know, like I'm just saying this is his second year and he spent most of his first year hurt.
Yeah.
So there's a learning process. I wish that more people understood that.
Yes.
Especially players.
Well, it doesn't seem they do understand that because I feel like all the rookie quarterbacks are starting other than McCarthy, who messed up his knee.
Yeah. Would have started too.
Is Drake May playing? Did he win the job?
I think so.
Did Drake May win the job? I know Bo Nix got it yesterday. Jaden Daniels. Caleb Williams.
Now, in fairness,
here, can I just say this? The year where none of the quarterbacks worked out, it seems like a lot of teams were reaching for quarterbacks, to be fair. This past year, it looked like there was some valid talent coming out of college that played quarterback this year.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody could make a point or make it,
weird prospects, though.
Huh?
There was a lot of strange, like a lot of the prospects had some strange stories. You had to deal with Penix's injuries,
and then one guy played for 17 years in college.
Yeah, Bo Nix has played forever. JJ McCarthy. I mean, they ran the holy hell out of the football.
Right. Well,
so people are wondering about that.
He's exactly like his damn coach because when Jim went in the first round, he also played behind a team that ran the ball all the time. It's a weird thing, but. The thing they say about J.J. McCarthy was, which what everybody has claimed, right? I just need my quarterback to make big plays when it matters. And guess what? Then he's your guy.
He looked good. I mean, that sucks what happened to him because he looked like he was going to have a great,
And to be fair, that's not even an injury that usually has you out for a whole year.
Yeah.
They don't tell you the extent of what they had to do in there. And that's the part that sucks.
Surgeon just opened it up and was like, woof.
Because you can only see certain things until you get in there with a scope. I saw Randall Cunningham he get his knee scoped on Monday after a game. The following week was bye week, and he came back after the bye week.
Woo!
So you don't know.
By the way, that Mike McDaniel, the memes have taken off like crazy.
I mean, like, yeah.
I'm glad this isn't during regular season, or else we'd be like, is he fit to coach the team?
Because he looks like he's become full Miami.
Yeah,
like Miami looks, has swallowed
him
up.
You know what he looks like? He looks like camp.
No.
Right?
I don't know.
He looks like camp.
But, like, not every coach dresses like him, you know? Like, not every coach has the big glasses and, like, you know, has the hoodies and the fancy shoes.
Big watch.
You know?
Can I just tell you, the guy on the right looks like the guy on the left's older brother.
Yeah.
like you look at him going, well, I didn't know Mike McDay had a brother.
Yeah, Mike McDaniel's disappointing brother.
Wait, the guy on the left looked like he is tired of representing his brother on the right in court proceedings. Right?
Rick, aren't you ever going to get your life together? You got to diversify your portfolio.
You guys like, oh, I'm diverse, all right. Oh, diversifying my portfolio. Those big grains falling.
Oh, my goodness. Like, he just, like, I'm telling you, that's what it is. When they try out for the first game, when he goes to the first game, right, he's going to be all clean cut.
Yeah. Throw up that suit again, Jay Fig. What is he, that first Mike McDaniel looking all polished from his intro presser? Yeah, that looks good.
No, he ain't even got the tint on the glasses.
Nope.
But I will say this. Here's a little sneaky thing to let you know that he is serious about his fashion. You see them frames match his suit?
Oh yeah. He's suited now, dude. He definitely has it all put together.
Hey, I would prefer him wearing a hat though. Cause if that's how you gonna come, you know what I mean? And how did his hair get so curly?
His hair? I think he just grew it. Yeah. Well, he's got one. He's definitely got product in it.
Yeah, for sure.
To make it curly?
No. He's definitely got like it gelled up in the suit picture.
Oh, in the suit picture?
Yeah, for sure. Like he's got that. He's got some mousse in there
nothing,
or something.
Nothing says like I just got back from Vegas on an MIT experiment. Like the guy on the left. Mm. And on the guy on the right said, I just left Chinatown in a backdoor poker game.
Yeah.
Honestly, on the right, he looks like his card just got declined.
What? His card got declined, and he's got cinnamon on his shoulder. He goes, "Don't worry, baby. It's gonna be good. I promise. It's good. I got try this one." Yes.
But that's hold camp on, look.
Let me blow it.
That, to be honest with you, that's camp look. Don't get caught. Coaches don't care about shaving and all that stuff.
He didn't let that right. Last camp,
huh?
Last camp, he was normal. Never. Now he looks like full.
You know what? Also, it was also a. He probably looks a little more disheveled.
That looks like he looked like he coming through a camp with demands. Mm. Well, and like right.
Also,
like,
well, mind you, this is in Tampa, so he didn't have Mrs. McCoachin to be like, "You're walking out the door looking like that."
True.
You know, you're not looking. Right. He goes. He just got to because you do like if you don't have that fit check from your significant other sometimes. You know, like when I was in Indianapolis, it's like, what do I care?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what sucks? Like, and this is so true.
Hmm?
My daughter, after 1 week of school, has worn something 3 times already.
You can
buy all the clothes you want. They wear the 2 or 3 outfits for the whole year.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Like, hey, I said, we've been through school for a week, and I've already seen that outfit. I like it. It's comfortable.
Mm.
Like, all right.
Maybe it's just time to take a trip, dude, to A&T Dry Cleaners. You know, for the best dry cleaner in South Florida, use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. 40-plus years owned and run by our guy, Ara. Big fan of the show. And he wants to take care of our audience, man. If you guys mention Tobin and Leroy to Ara, you get 25% off your order. Give him that number, Leroy. Let him know.
It's 954-610-9383. There is a seamstress on property. They do all kinds of wardrobes, kids' uniforms, that ROTC uniform, teachers. You lose a little weight, you need to have it taken in. They also have same-day sewing situations. Give them a call. Give Ara a call at A&T Dry Cleaners, 954-610-9383. He'll give you a quote. They serve all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach counties. So give them a call at 954-610-9383.
Yeah, it's funny he mentions that. Like we were going through the old Mrs. Tobin's teacher wardrobe. Find some things she likes. You know what? Let's get it all looking nice for the school year and get it going. So teachers, if you want to have something revitalized for the school year, you got some in the uniforms that got to get done. You got a formal event coming on over. Leroy, he's about to hobnob with some Cleveland Browns in Michigan. Who knows? These Michigans. The boosters. There's fancy events. Leroy might need to get that suit all ready.
Nah, Leroy getting in at 12 midnight.
954-610-9383. That's how you reach Ara, the owner of A&T Dry Cleaners. You guys can text him. He'll give you a quote. He'll let you know. And if you mention Tobin and Leroy, 25% off your order. Once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never launder your own clothes again. Back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.